Hello, my name is Mary. I'm a colleague with Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the community and nation. To start, sir, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I'm 53 and I started working when I was 22, pouring concrete.
Understand. Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
I'm a cement mason, finisher.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yep.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. And how many weeks have you been unemployed when you wanted to work over the last 12 months, if any?
Let's see, 4, 9, probably about 13 or 14 weeks.
Thank you so much, sir. And have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Yes.
And have you ever seriously considered dropping or canceling your union membership?
Well, I mean, bottom line is how much money am I making? How much money am I taking home? And some in the company I work for, they never work overtime, and we probably, 50% of the time, I would say on average, about 50% of the time, I'm working less than 40 hours. So, at my pay rate that, my take home pay is for 40 hours is right around $1,000.
Understand, sir. Thank you so much.
Even though I get healthcare, insurance and, pension, I could go work for somebody non-union and I could be bringing home $2,000 a week, and it's always a legitimate question and concern or it's always a legitimate option, I don't care about the union. What I care about is how much am I making? That's it. The union tends to, there's more support, there's more backing for the employee, for the guys out there working. But the bottom line is, it's hard to get in with a union company that, is putting a lot of work out there, doing a lot of work. Cement finishers, we are completely, what would you say? We're completely dependent on the weather. We don't get paid. If we don't work, we don't get paid. I live in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
It snows and it's very cold for, 3 months out of the year. There's very little work for me in that time. We're the lowest paid, trade workers, almost one of the, lowest paid trade workers in the union of all the trade workers in the union. We're one of the lowest paid workers per hour. We don't have guaranteed work 52 weeks out of the year. There's usually 2 or 3 months out of the year that we're unemployed.
Understand, sir. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer, or about the same number that there were this time last year?
I have no idea.
Okay. And what about the union construction projects?
Let me ask you the question. As a union representative, are you telling me that you don't know that answer to that question? Why would you ask me? Are you going to ask me on hearsay about what like what I see, what I don't see, like completely an objective, like a completely objective viewpoint, like that, what my opinion on that question has no bearing. What are the actual stats? What are the actual, what is the data? Tell me what the data is. You know the answer. You guys know the answer. Why would you ask me that question? That's my question to you.
Oh, well, sir, we are calling from Opinion Research. We're an independent research company, and we're calling on behalf of the union. So we would love to have your opinion, sir. And we just have the scripted questions.
Well, that's my opinion has no bearing on what the actual fact is. You know what the facts are. Is there more construction in Michigan, union construction, than you've ever seen? Is there more work going on in Michigan than you've ever seen? Are you telling me you're going to ask my opinion on that? You know more than I do. You guys are the experts. You're the union.